Welcome to another episode of PowerShot Points, short thoughts from the weekly Torah portion. This week's PowerShot Point comes from Bahalaha, which is Hebrew for when you set up, and it goes from Numbers 8:1 to Numbers 12:15. This Torah portion discusses the consecration of the Levites, the Passover at Sinai, the laws concerning the silver trumpets, the Israelites departing from Sinai, the Israelites grumbling in the wilderness, and a story about Miriam and Aaron speaking against Moses because of his wife. There's a lot we can talk about in this Torah portion. Today, we're going to talk about following the cloud of Yahweh. Numbers chapter 9. Whether it was 2 days or a month or a longer time that the cloud continued over the tabernacle, abiding there, the people of Israel remained in the camp and did not set out. But when it lifted, they set out. At the command of Yahweh, they camped. At the command of Yahweh, they set out. They kept the charge of Yahweh at the command of Yahweh by Moses. Israel had been delivered from Egypt and they were on a journey to the promised land. During their journey, they were to follow the lead of Yahweh and move forward only in accordance with His will. So how did they know that it was time to move forward? The cloud that rested over their tabernacle determined when they would continue on their journey. When the cloud moved, they were to move. The movement of the cloud was announced by the blowing of two silver trumpets. The instructions concerning the silver trumpets are worth our attention. The priests were the ones who were commanded to blow the trumpets. The trumpets were used to call together the whole congregation of Israel and or the leaders of Israel. Both trumpets were used to call all the people, while only one trumpet was used to call the leaders. The trumpets were used as a signal for marching forward. The trumpets were used as an alarm for war when Israel reached Canaan. The trumpets were also used to announce the feast days and the beginning of each month. So the leadership of Israel, the priests, had the responsibility of observing the movement of the cloud and announcing to the rest of Israel when they were to gather together and when they were to move forward on their journey. Like the Israelites, we are also on a journey. While we've been delivered from our Egypt, our slavery to sin and death, we are not yet in the promised land. We are in the wilderness, and we must follow Yahweh's lead through this journey of life, looking forward to the New Jerusalem to come. We march forward, not according to our own plans, but according to the will of Yahweh, which is by the leading of the Holy Spirit and the pattern expressed in His Torah. We gather together on the feast days to encourage each other and to commemorate the amazing things that God has done for us. We also heed the guidance of our spiritual leaders that have been given to us to help maintain order and stability within our community. The journey of life is difficult, but as we look forward to the eternal hope we have, we are strengthened to march forward in accordance with God's will. Thank you for joining us for another PowerShot Point. We pray that you've been blessed by this teaching, and remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab. Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.